Chapter 10, Police Academy Training. We build police officers. I began my teaching profession in 1997 at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. I owe the beginning of my professional teaching career to Jeff Schuldeisse. Jeff originally hired me to teach part-time for him as part of the 2-year Criminal Justice Associate's degree program. The course was Patrol Techniques. Over the next 3 years, the criminal justice program at KVCC was modified to also include the Regional Police Academy, where my focus was then shifted to my area of expertise, physical training, and subject control. I was teamed up with Paul Bianco, a fellow Kalamazoo public safety officer and also a U.S. Army drill sergeant. What a great combination! Two former Army drill sergeants tasked with mentoring, coaching, and transitioning civilians into police officers. I could not have asked for a better part-time job. Jeff was instrumental in not only combining the two programs at the college, but also in setting a platform for the program to excel and grow throughout the next several years. As Paul Bianco and I took on our new mission of training Police Academy recruits, we found that not only were we keeping ourselves in great physical shape by instructing and leading every physical training session, but we also found that teaching in the academy kept our tactical skills sharp. We still performed our duties as Kalamazoo public safety officers, and teaching gave us a tactical edge during our patrol functions. In addition, teaching enhanced our credibility as subject matter experts in the eyes of the police recruits who were counting on us to give them the best possible basic training experience they could receive. As the years continued and the many academies came and went, we saw our new officers go on to become the future of law enforcement. I felt as though I had come a long way in my career from March 4, 1990, and the physical altercation I had with Juan Rico, where I nearly lost my life, due in part to a lack of proper training and mental preparation for a life-and-death situation. Now I was tasked to help guarantee my students would not meet this same fate, or at least help them be more prepared to handle a physical altercation so that they could live to fight another day. In my travels around the country and to other police academies, I have seen many different training techniques, but at Kalamazoo Valley Community College, there is one thing that I have yet to see at any other academy. At KVCC, every drill instructor is a U.S. Army trained and certified drill sergeant who has had the experiences of building soldiers in a military environment while also working as a police officer. In many academies, you have what are called drill instructors. These instructors are tasked with performing the transition process that makes a civilian into a self-motivated, proactive police officer who possesses a positive work ethic and embodies the attributes that make up the law enforcement professional. They create a new police officer who exemplifies professionalism by holding true to the Constitution of the United States. At the KVCC Academy, to hold the title of drill sergeant, you must really be a drill sergeant. It is not simply a title. It is a time-honored position and one that is earned. I am a drill sergeant. I will assist each individual in their efforts to become a highly motivated, well-disciplined, physically and mentally fit soldier capable of defeating any enemy on today's modern battlefield. I will instill pride in all I train, pride in self, in the Army, and in country. I will insist that each soldier meets and maintains the Army standards of military bearing and courtesy consistent with the highest traditions of the U.S. Army. I will lead by example, never requiring a soldier to attempt any task I would not do myself. But first, last, and always, I am an American soldier sworn to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I am a drill sergeant. Sometimes we see the very best in our academy recruits, and in one rare instance, we see a future drill sergeant. Keaton Nielsen attended our academy upon returning from an Iraq deployment with the U.S. Army and was attending Western Michigan University to pursue his dream of becoming a police officer. While Drill Sergeant Bianco and I were mentoring him in the academy, we noticed that Cadet Nielsen possessed those rare traits that we see in future drill sergeants. At the time, Cadet Nielsen was still a member of the Army Reserves. I was in between reenlistments with my own military service obligation and was actually contemplating hanging up my military career and simply continuing to serve the community through my law enforcement career. However, something magical happened to me, and I owe it all to Keaton Nielsen and Paul Bianco. In January of 2006, Cadet Nielsen was attending the police academy. One day at the end of our subject control training, Paul and I called Nielsen into our drill sergeant office. We both told him how we thought that he possessed the special leadership traits needed to one day become a U.S. Army drill sergeant. I could see in Nielsen's face that he was surprised and excited to see that his drill sergeants were complimenting him on his leadership potential. However, there was just one thing I felt he needed to push him over the contemplation phase of considering becoming a drill sergeant and to actually do it. I, too, was on the fence, and looking back, I realized that it was really me that needed to be pushed out of my comfort zone. I challenged young Nielsen. Listen, you transfer into the drill sergeant unit in Kalamazoo and agree to attend drill sergeant school, and I'll re-enlist in the Army and join your same unit. My hand reached out to him. Without any hesitation, Nielsen took my hand and said, "Deal." The bet was sealed, and the challenge was given. "Now get out of here," barked Drill Sergeant Bianco. Paul turned to me. "You realize what you just did, right?" He laughed, but then he stopped and gave me his serious look. "I do. I think I just joined the Army again," I said. This would be the best bet I ever lost. It was only a few weeks later that Cadet Nielsen showed me proof that he had completed his transfer in the Army Reserves and joined the 2nd Battalion, 330th Infantry Regiment in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I followed through with my end of the deal and reenlisted myself into the U.S. Army Reserve under an indefinite contract on February 22, 2007. Shortly after Keaton graduated from the Police Academy and Western Michigan University, he was hired by Kalamazoo Public Safety and attended the U.S. Army Drill Sergeant School. As the years progressed, Keaton was also hired onto our training staff within the Police Academy, where all three of us then teamed up to train and mentor the aspiring new police officers entrusted to our care. We make a great team. The years to follow would be some of the best times of my military career. I went on to volunteer for a year-long mobilization to Fort Benning, Georgia, assigned to both the 1st Battalion, 330th Infantry, and 2nd Battalion, 58th Infantry, where I served as a senior drill sergeant, training, mentoring, and sending hundreds of U.S. infantrymen to both Iraq and Afghanistan. In 2009, I volunteered and deployed to Afghanistan as a combat advisor. I helped to establish basic training for the Afghanistan National Army and helped to mentor my Afghan counterparts on how to impart infantry tactics to a new breed of Afghanistan soldiers. In another ironic twist of events, in 2009, Drill Sergeant Nielsen also volunteered for this same Afghanistan mission, and we deployed together. In Keaton's words, "I can't let you go to war without me." I am forever grateful for the friendship that I have with both Keaton Nielsen and Paul Bianco. They are truly my warrior brothers. Why do we do it? All three of us have great jobs working full-time as police officers, so why would we need another part-time job? Believe it or not, we don't do it for the money. Sure, the part-time supplemental income is nice, but we see our obligation to train and mentor our new officers as a moral obligation that we have, and one that we owe to our chosen profession. If we chose not to do it, we would be doing a disservice to our fellow professionals. Admittedly, working a 12-hour shift all night long, yet showing up to teach at the academy for 3 hours, certainly took its toll on our bodies. There were days that I just wanted to drive home and go to sleep, but I could never do it. I knew I had an academy class waiting for me, counting on us to be there for them. We showed the trainees through our own example that we cared so much for them and their training that we would sacrifice our own personal time to commit ourselves 100% to them without regard for our own comfort level. This, I feel, is the mark of a true leader. Here is some advice for those who dream about becoming a police officer. The following is what you can do to help prepare yourself for success when you attend a police academy. You must be fully committed to your basic training academy and adjust your life accordingly, both personally and financially, so that you can focus all of your attention on the training you are about to embark upon. Don't think you can put forth anything less than 100% of your effort into your training. The training you receive at the academy will set the stage for your entire career. Follow these suggestions by past academy cadets. Study more intensely in the beginning of the academy. Be more academic focused. Be more vocal and outspoken when in a leadership role. Be totally committed during the academy and explain this to your family. Be more prepared physically, especially with cardiovascular. Be prepared for the obstacles presented by the physical training. Understand that college was effortless compared to the academy. Spread the studying out instead of cramming. Come out of your shell and step up more often. Be in bed no later than 2200 hours to be rested. Be more social and involved with the other cadets. Consider military service before coming to the academy. Seek out employment in the early weeks and research departments while in the academy. Stay fresh mentally and physically. Start reading to get your mind ready. Know that you might need to lose weight before starting the academy. One cadet stated, "I dropped 35 pounds before coming here." They shall be my finest warriors, these people who give themselves to me. Like clay, I shall mold them, and in the furnace of war, I shall forge them. They will be of iron will and steely muscle. In armor, I shall clad them, and with the mightiest guns shall they be armed. They will have tactics, strategies, and machines such that no foe shall best them in battle. They are my bulwark against the terror. They are defenders of freedom. They are the police, and they shall know no fear. Original poem by Mark English, Drill Sergeant, U.S. Army, who I was honored to serve with at Fort Benning, Georgia in 2007. Edited by Robert T. Christensen to be applicable for police officers.